reach out to as many folks as possible, because Hard Rock, you know, it's a lot easier for them to just hire people and pay them. We're volunteers, so we're looking for help, you know, obviously from wherever we can get it. And the people of Springfield and Longmeadow and Agawam and Westfield, you know, are all going to be affected by a casino in West Springfield, and they really are concerned about not having it. And so, yes, so we will reach out to supporters wherever they are to help us defeat this.
As you said, Hard Rock has hired some political expertise to come in and to run their campaign. It's going to be run as any political campaign would be, with a big get out the vote effort, phone banks, canvassing, community meetings such as they've already held in West Springfield. How do you plan as a small underfunded group, and that's not unusual in these battles with casinos, how do you plan to counter that?
Well, we plan to counter that by reaching out to voters and talking to them, and just letting them know that there's two sides to this story. We can't just let, you know, Hard Rock just put their propaganda out, and the media takes their press releases and just takes it as, okay, this is what there is to know about a casino on Westside. No, there's two sides to this story. You know, a casino is going to do a lot of damage to any town a casino goes to. I'm not opposed to a Hard Rock bringing in a hotel or a Hard Rock cafe or a museum or all kinds of things, a park, you know, but not a casino. And this is the thing, they're not talking about the damage that a casino is going to do to local businesses, to families, to our community. They're not addressing those issues.
Jobs is a big selling point for these casinos. People say, if not a casino, what? What's your response to that?
The issue in West Springfield is about, you know, the kinds of jobs we're going to have. Now, what a casino is going to bring in is low wage jobs that are going to affect the neighborhoods around the casino. But the effect of jobs in the long term that a casino has is that it cannibalizes small businesses. Again, this is what's happened around Foxwoods, is that people start spending their money at the casino. That's money they're not spending to go out to eat at a restaurant, to go out and buy a new car, to go out and buy a new stove or whatever, they have a new pair of shoes, you know. When that money goes to the casino, what happens over time is that the businesses around the casino start shutting down, business after business, and the only jobs left are the ones at the casino, because that's the only place where the money's going to.
They are going to pay property taxes, and they say they will become the single largest property taxpayer in West Springfield, paying $15 million a year. How does West Springfield turn its back on $15 million a year?
Well, the problem is, where casinos move in, they make big promises. And by the way, this whole casino industry, as I'm learning the more I do research, is notorious for broken promises. You know, as soon as they start going down, which incidentally, Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, they're laying off workers, they're billions of dollars in debt, they're struggling. You know, casino industry in general is struggling because of the proliferation of casinos. So now they're going to move into town, and then when they start struggling, well, where's the money going to be then? But another thing is that they make these promises and they offer this money up front. Well, okay, so we're going to hire a bunch of new police officers to patrol this casino, you know, and hopefully they'll get to patrol our community as well, not just the casino grounds. But then crime over time, robberies, violent crime starts to increase after a few years, not necessarily immediately. Now, crimes like embezzlement, those start happening immediately. DUIs, those go up immediately. But other crimes, it takes a few years for them to build up. But now you've got, people are stealing, people, you know, the problems that come with problem gambling grow over time. And now we're going to need more new cops a few years later, and even more new cops a few years later, because of the crime that a casino creates over 5 years, over 10 years.
Haven't some of these concerns that you're raised, haven't they already been addressed by the, not just by West Springfield, but by the state in the gaming legislation?
Well, sure. The state has okay. It's about 20 years now. The state has been thinking about gaming. And they've kept it away from Massachusetts for a good 20 years. And good, I'm glad, because they see the danger, they see the problems. And so now what they've decided is that, well, finally, okay, we're going to pass a law and we're going to let gaming in because it's easy money and, you know, no politician wants to raise taxes or cut services, so let's just go for the easy money in the casinos. And what do the casinos do? They hoodwink people, they trick people into, you know, and losing, sometimes losing their whole life savings, losing their homes, losing everything, you know. And so I guess the government's decided that we're going to let the casinos do this damage to these people's lives and people's families and communities. And then, oh, hey, we'll offer you some counseling at the end. Yeah, we're going to set aside some money so that after you've lost everything and your life is ruined, we're going to offer you some counseling. So I don't think that's enough of mitigation of those problems. But you also mentioned, yes, they did carefully craft a law that included the community that's going to host a casino approving it, because they understand that a lot of communities don't want casinos in their communities, and West Springfield being one of them.
Do you think you can win?
I absolutely think we can win. If the vote were held 2-3 months ago, it would be hands down. We would have won. I think it's, yes, I think this is a very winnable vote on September 10th because West Springfield voters need to understand everything that's on the table, everything that's at stake here. And so, you know, Hard Rock is spending, you know, lots of money. I don't know how many, probably millions, to get their message out. And so we're just gonna, we're West Springfield voters. We've lived in this community for years. We're gonna talk to our neighbors and try to get the other side out too and get the message out so that people really understand the full impact of a casino coming to West Springfield. And I think this is very winnable, sure.